Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis.
And I'm Pastor Margaret Michael.
And Pastor Margaret and I are recording. We don't do this much anymore, but it's just the two of us yeah. Today. And Pastor Margaret, just introduce what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, it's something that I am very passionate about. That's a part of my life and has been for quite a few years. Today, we're going to talk about Celebrate Recovery. And, you know, we're talking, Hope Talks is about hope and what's right. Bringing you hope in these days. And I am so grateful for Celebrate Recovery because it continues not only to bring others hope, but it's bringing me hope right. In my own life. And it's so connected to story.
Right. Yeah.
Every person that walks in the doors on a Monday night to celebrate recovery, to have a meal and to have a large group session, praise and worship, and then a teaching or a testimony, and then go into their open share groups, whether they're coming in on Monday for that or multiple other times a week where they're in discipleship groups throughout the week. We have discipleship groups that meet and closed groups that are a little bit of a deeper walk. There's lives are being transformed.
Right. Yeah.
It is amazing to watch. And it's something I feel very passionate about. I think there's a lot of thoughts out there that it's about people that it's just for people that have an addiction, drugs right. or alcohol. And it is so much bigger than that. And so
hurts, habits, and hangups.
Yes. Hurts, habits, and hangups. And we're going to get into a little bit of that today to break that down a little bit. We hear hurts, habits, and hangups, and we're like, what is that? And so I want to break down just some of the things that may be phrases of Celebrate Recovery that people might not understand. But what's really exciting, we are going into our ninth year of Celebrate Recovery here at the Church of the Nazarene. And it's a program. It's a 52-week program. So that means that this program runs year-round.
Right.
We will finish up, in December, and we start right back in at step one in January, the first Monday in January, and go until the 12th step is finished in December. And we do that every year. We don't really take a break unless we have bad weather. Or in 2023, when it landed on Christmas, we still had Celebrate Recovery because that, of all times, is when people don't need to be alone. So you mentioned right. hurts, habits, and hangups. And so often when people, they have this idea of someone who would come to Celebrate Recovery, they have this picture of someone in their mind. So when we're talking about the hurts, a hurt, it can really be something that keeps you from realizing your full potential as a person. They can knock you off of God's plan and just kind of throw you into a detour of destruction or despair. And I'm just going to give a couple words that signify hurt. Now, a lot of times a hurt is something that can be classified as a life experience that damaged your heart. You know, you can sometimes look back in your life and there was a moment where something happened that just really broke you. And here's a couple of things that it could be. Abandonment, abortion, being adopted, betrayal, abuse of physical as a child, as a spouse, as an employer, as part of a church, like any type of abuse or hurt. Family dysfunction, and don't we all have it?
Yeah.
Ever since Adam and Eve, right?
No perfect family.
There's no perfect family. The first family that we read about in Scripture, one of their children killed the other one, you know? And it's, we want to portray sometimes that we have the perfect family, especially with social media. I think that's just been through the roof with that. But dysfunction. And like I said, we all have it in some form or fashion. And neglect, rejection, these are just hurts that happen. And then there are these habits sometimes that we get a hold of that tend to be unhealthy patterns, and they're perceived as a remedy for the problem, but then they turn into being a chronic bad behavior or addiction. Now, obviously, alcohol could be one of those. Any type of substance abuse, trying to drown pain.
Right.
But it can be bitterness if there's been affairs, critical spirit. My goodness, eating disorders, gossip.
Yeah.
You know, there are all of these things there. They become habits. We lie. We go to all types of addictions. Some people steal. Like, there's just these habits, wasteful pursuits, being a workaholic.
Right.
Like, that was uncovered to me a few years ago of one of the ways that I was trying to have worth.
That's,
you know?
I relate to that.
Yeah. Thanks. I'm glad I'm not the only one. And so we get into these behaviors. Even sarcasm can be one of those things. If we have a lot of that, which would be under probably a critical spirit. And so these are the how many times are we going to go around this mountain and fall in the same hole type of thing. You know, we have these habits and it's just so hard because they've become a way that we cope with the world we live in. And then so you have your hurts, you have your habits, and then you have your hang-ups. And these are the roadblocks that keep you from progressing farther in God's plan for your life. And a lot of times it's a bent thinking from a child or some unhealthy attitude that we've adopted just to cope with life challenges. You know, like things happen. And I know that I'm talking a lot and I'm giving a lot of words and we're about finished with that. Because I know that can sometimes just be a lot when you're trying to listen and take all of this in. But I just have one more list and then we'll be done with the list. But some of the roadblocks that we have or the hang-ups can be anger and anxiety. And I think about how prevalent those two are in our world today. Needing to be in control, having depression and fear, guilt. Sometimes we lack trust in God. Like there's a lot of things that procrastination. And so if any of these things have kind of touched a spot of a tender place as you're listening, you probably could benefit from being a part of Celebrate Recovery. And there's a specific way that we work through the 12 steps. And it's not like we come to Celebrate Recovery and because we come, life is great and all of our problems go away. It's not that, but it's learning how to come to a place of peace in our life, having resources to deal with things differently as they come at us.
And know that we're not the only ones dealing with these things.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I would not have to be at Celebrate Recovery every Monday night, but I don't want to miss because we have become a family.
It's not a have to, it's a get to.
It is a get to. And, you know, I just think about recently on a Monday night, a gentleman walks in the door and, hey, one of the hardest walks there is the walk across the parking lot as a newcomer to walk into this room full of people whom you don't know. And usually people walk in the door the first time they're in a crisis. They know there's something they need to work on. And so this gentleman walked in, and I just sensed the nervousness of walking in the door. And so it was time to eat. We have a meal at 6 o'clock, a really good home-cooked meal. And so I just jumped in line with him. And I'm like, hey, I will just walk you down here. And on the way to get, you know, there was a long line of people for dinner. And as we walked along, you know, I just started asking him questions, not in-depth questions, but hey, you know, he was like, I know somebody that goes to church here. I'm like, really? And I was like, who's that? And he's like, oh, well, it's this guy. And I'm like, I just talked to him yesterday. And what kind of work do you do? And we just had this really light conversation. I got him to the point where he was ready to get his meal and he grabs his food. And while he was getting his plate, I had checked and found a spot for him to sit. And, you know, it wasn't much, but it was being present with him in that time of anxiety. And he came up to me after the service was over and after he had went through our newcomer program and all that. And he said, thank you so much for just walking with me this evening. He said it made all the difference in the world. And so I don't want to miss those moments of being able to be that conduit just to help someone walk into a place where they're going to find family. Mm-hmm. They're going to find people that have been where they've been, people that are a little farther down the road maybe in their recovery that can be cheerleaders to help them get to a place where they feel like they could help somebody else.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing is I think a lot of people that you have at Celebrate Recovery, they might have come and found healing. Now they're given back by leading.
Yes, and just really briefly, I want to share this, and then I want to share a little bit more overall. But the 12 steps, it has really four things that are kind of guides us through, and that's reconciliation with God, and then reconciling with ourself, which I think is really a tough one sometimes, you know, to be able to reconcile with our own self and come to a place where we forgive ourselves. And then that reconciliation with other people. And this is a year process that we go through. The first three steps are about making, you know, we are really powerless to do this by ourselves. It takes God, you know, coming in, coming out of that denial and admitting that we need help. And that's really tough. And then in the kind of the second stage of our recovery, it's about we identify the good and the bad attitudes in our lives and determine where we'd like to see some changes. And that's really vulnerable to have to look inside at our own stuff. And then this third stage of recovery, it's not just about me, but you know that we, because we're flawed, we've hurt people around us. Or people around us have hurt us. And so we have to come to that place where we're willing to be honest. And instead of living in that old lifestyle, we really try to be honest and in our efforts to change and be more lovable to the people around us. I tell people often when they come in, I'm like, you know, it's no use to go and try to tell everybody you've changed. They're not probably going to believe you, but let them see it. Let them see the change.
Yeah.
Let them see that this is an inside from the inside. Right. This is a heart change.
It's walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Right, right. And then the fourth stage is, and this is what made me think about going back and talking about this, is in the fourth stage, it really is coming to that place where we are so grateful for the recovery that we have, that we have this heart of gratitude that we want to be involved. We want to give back. We want to give back not only to Celebrate Recovery, but to the church. And it really is a conduit and a connector back to the church to help people find a church home. And we tell them, you don't have to come here. We'd love to have you.
Right.
But find a church home to be a part of and then give back because of what you've received. Give back out of that, out of the gratitude.
And you don't want CR to replace people going to a church, but it is a church service kind of.
It is.
I've been there on Monday nights. Y'all do a lot of testimonies. Every other week, y'all do testimonies, which I've really enjoyed coming occasionally just to hear people give their testimony. It encourages me to hear where people have come from. Not that they've arrived, but just how far God has brought them in their walk and their recovery and in their journey. And and all of us, you know, if it wasn't for the Lord, who knows where, we wouldn't want to think of where we would be without the Lord.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'd be alive. But anyway, I can't imagine. And the beautiful thing about Celebrate Recovery, there's so many beautiful things about it, but one is, you know, we have a nursery. We have a place for our children, for the babies and toddlers to go. And then we have Celebration Place, which is a place for the kids from ages 5 to 11. And they get the very same lesson, but on their level that the adults are getting. And those kids get to go home and they get to have that conversation about how with their parents, because they've learned the same, they've heard the same lesson, and it helps them to have a way to kind of work through things at home, too. Of course, for the kids, it's more about learning how to have healthy emotions, learning how to express your emotions in a healthy way, and, you know, what's unhealthy and what's healthy. And so they work with the kids on that. And then I'm really excited that we are bringing the landing back. And the landing is then from age 12 to 17 and a place for our youth right. to have a place to come and a safe place to navigate those teen years. I have just thought about some of the teens that have been through that program and to think about where they're at now. And then I think about our leaders of that program and how God has used their experience, and that's their story to tell, and we'll have to bring them
maybe
in here.
Sometime we'll, yeah. when they're ready.
And when they're ready, we'll do that. But they are now willing to lead because they don't want teenagers to have to go through what they went through right. and not have that safe place to
right.
share.
Right, yeah.
And so, again, they're giving back out of that gratitude for what the program has done for them. Now, this is not a program that's just for our church.
Right.
We have people from all around our community and outside our community that right. come to Celebrate Recovery. And there are people that are not a part of our church that help lead our open share groups. Right. It is more of a community program, which is beautiful. Right. It's not just us, but this right. program reaches beyond our walls and is something available for the whole community.
Right. And Pastor Margaret, I don't know if you said this at the beginning, but I know we were talking about it before we started recording about what year this is going to be going into. I believe you said it's the ninth
yes,
year that you're going into.
We'll be going into our ninth year. There is a tremendous amount of Celebrate Recoveries that don't make it to their seventh. And that year was a really a tough one. I just remember that. But God has just really been growing our leaders and growing the program. I'm really excited about just the growth that we're seeing, not only in numbers, but also just within the depth of our people.
Pastor Margaret, you talked about seeing people that come through the program and then they're changed by it and then they go and impact others. Do you have a story you'd like to tell, even in general, about that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Celebrate Recovery, they also have an other curriculum that is not the year-long curriculum, and it's called Life's Healing Choices. And we offer that occasionally here on a Sunday morning, just as kind of a way to get a taste of Celebrate Recovery. But we also use that curriculum inside Rockingham County Jail. And so we have a team that goes in and teaches this curriculum to our women and then make those connections with the women, build those relationships. And just recently, one of the ladies that has been in a jail and has been doing Life's Healing Choices got out and came to Celebrate Recovery. And it's a beautiful bridge to bring people to recovery after they get out. So that's been a really beautiful thing. And that's been happening where we have people that are going in that have been helped by Celebrate Recovery, and they're now inside teaching the ladies. And then when those ladies walk into Celebrate Recovery, there's someone here that they connect with. And so that's been another beautiful part of Celebrate Recovery. And another thing that I just want to share, we talked about it's not all about addiction. Celebrate Recovery is not all about addiction. So then what is it about? We have different groups, and our groups are addiction groups. We have an addiction group for our men, and then we have a codependency. And codependency, if someone's walking with someone that has an addiction problem, more than likely they suffer from some codependency. And the easiest explanation that I can give for codependency, and it's a lot broader than this, but this is just an easy way to think about it. If someone's asking me to do something and I want to say no, but I say yes instead, You know, I may not want to pay a bill for someone who has, you know, used all their money for whatever, but I'm going to pay it to stay in that relationship or to keep the peace.
Enabling.
That's another good word. So there, codependency is a real thing. And it, there doesn't need to be an addiction for us to have it, right?
Right.
So for our men, we have codependency and addiction. And then for our women, we have a codependency group, addiction group, and then we have one for grief and trauma. And that has been a well-attended group, too. And there's just been a real need for that place to work through the grief and the trauma that women have been affected by.
And I know, I believe recently I was asking you, you know, I had heard of codependency, but I was asking you, and you're talking about the saying no when you want to say yes. Well, that can be other things. I know for me, it checked me when you said that, because I'm thinking about all the areas of ministry that I'm already in and some others that I've been asked to be in. And I want to say yes because I believe in the ministry, but I also don't want to, I call it overpromise and underdeliver.
Yes.
I don't want to commit so much that I'm not taking time for myself to protect kind of from burnout down the road, so to speak.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a real thing. You know, there are always going to be needs. And sometimes we feel like we need to say yes. But someone said this to me years ago, thinking about ministry and getting involved in so many areas. They said sometimes your no can be someone else's yes.
Right.
And I think that's powerful to think about. If we do say no, and we know that God is not calling us to that, then that's going to be a yes for somebody he's calling.
That's a great way to look at it.
Calling them to that ministry. Yeah. And I've watched that happen over the years. People will just, they'll not want to say that they can't do it. And I'm like, but if you can't, you can't. But if you can't, God will send the right person.
And a lot of times we have to learn to say no to things so we can say yes to other things. The other thing I say is I'm an all-in person. And if I feel like I'm one foot in and one foot out, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you want to be all in. If you're going to be in, you're going to be in. But also making sure that we're staying healthy ourselves, you know, and having the Sabbath and the rest that we need to have so that we can give our best yes.
We can't pour from an empty cup. We got to be filling our cup.
That's right. And that's what I say to our leaders of Celebrate Recovery. Like, every leader came here because they needed to recover from something. And recovery is really, like, we're not going to be like Christ until we're in glory.
Right.
And there can be things, we'll have things that we could work on the rest of our life. And that's the beauty and the grace of God, that he doesn't show us everything at once. Like, that would just be crippling. But, you know, sometimes people will go, well, you know, I just feel like I'm right back to where I started. Like, I don't feel like I've gained any ground. And I'm like, no, it's not that you are back where you started, but God has a deeper healing for you now. And it's time to take the next step and peel the next layer of the onion.
Two steps forward, one step back.
Yeah, and we tend to be like an onion, and every layer hurts, and usually there's a few tears.
Or, as I've heard it before, how can we expect, I don't know where Dad heard this, but I've heard him say it before, how can we expect to advance if we don't take time to retreat?
Yeah, yeah, you have to have time to make sure, we have to take time as leaders, to make sure that we're in a healthy place to lead. And the thing that we try to keep in mind is we are here to help people with recovery. And we try to help connect everyone to the other areas of ministry in our community that can help them in other areas so that we maintain a healthy balance in walking with other people. And, you know, we run between 60 and 70 people and have been at that number and steadily growing now over this past year. So God is really doing a work. He's doing a work in our leaders. I'm just so excited as I watch them grow and they continue to lean in and invest in this community. It's outreach that happens every Monday night. And, you know, there's a lot of ways that if someone's listening today and they're like, wow, you know, that's something that I could be a part of to help, you know, hold up the arms of the leaders, whether it's helping with greeting, with cooking. There's different areas of check-ins and just things that people could be a part of. It is an outreach event that happens every Monday night. It's weekly. You know, we have Hope distributed here weekly, and that's a huge outreach to our community. And Celebrate Recovery is a perseverant ministry.
And you mentioned it's Monday night, the meal at 6, the service at 6:30, yes. And then the groups are after that.
Yes.
And that's here at 1871 Boyers Road, just for point of reference for location.
Yes, and I will say the things that I was talking about earlier, the hurts, hang-ups, and habits, and just the way Celebrate Recovery works, we will make those available in the show notes. So I know that's not as easy to do for the radio. For... You can
They can call our church, I'm sure, 540-434-1092, and ask to speak to somebody. Ask for Pastor Margaret. Mm-hmm. If she's not available, they'll direct you to her voicemail or somebody else with questions about Celebrate Recovery.
Yeah. But, yeah, we're open to the community. Everyone is welcome, and I will tell you that you will be welcomed in and loved, and there'll be someone that you'll connect with and you'll go, I just didn't think that I could find somebody that's been through the same thing that I've been through. Yes. But it happens here at 1871 yes. Boyers Road every Monday night.
Well, Pastor Margaret, it's been good to talk with you and to talk about this today. I'm just going to say a prayer in closing for you and for the ministry for the leaders and for those that are a part. Lord, I just thank you for today, and I thank you for the ministry of Celebrate Recovery, Lord, and for the impact that it's having, not just in our church, but in this community, Lord. And I pray that it continues to have impact for those that are experiencing hurt, habits, and hang-ups. We all do, Lord. And I just pray especially for Pastor Margaret as she leads this ministry and for the other leaders, the volunteer leaders, Lord. And I just... hope and pray if anybody hears this today that feels like that this is a ministry for them, that you will guide and direct them and give them the courage to show up here on Monday night at 6:00. And I just ask all this in your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Grayson. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I pray that as you've heard Pastor Margaret and I talk about the ministry of Celebrate Recovery today, that it truly has been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.